want to get caught up with the rapidly developing Hong Kong startup scene, welcome today to Global from Asia number 95.
Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business from Hong Kong is broken down into straight up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday morning. So this week is a big week for the startup and tech scene in Hong Kong, with probably the biggest event for this industry Hong Kong has ever seen. It's called the Rise Conference. It has the same organizers as the Web Summit in Ireland, which is pretty massive and established event. So it's destined to be an amazing event here. I'm going to be able to stop by on Thursday. If you happen to be at the event or in the area, I'm going to be one of the captains for the Startups HK Pub Crawl, which will be from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. I'm still learning about the event details exactly. If you're around or want to get active, check me out on Twitter, at Michelini, my last name, M-I-C-H-E-L-I-N-I. And I will kind of give details that day, or you can reach out to me. Also, this show came from Twitter. One of our listeners or blog readers, Derek, sent me a tweet. He says, "Hey, you don't know me, but I've been following you for a while for perspectives on Hong Kong. I'm going to be here at the end of the month. I'm interested in meeting with startups, incubators, and accelerators with a focus on mobile apps. I love any recommendations, places to visit, people to meet. For context, I'm an engineer at the quickly growing Branch Metrics. Thanks in advance." Okay, Derek, well, I hooked you up. I wrote a long blog post last week. I'll put in the show notes a lot of text there. And I also reached out to Atin Batra, who has been really active in the startup scene in Hong Kong. I've been getting a little bit older at the kid and my work. So I think Atin actually is more up to date than I am. And he actually taught me a couple of things on this interview that we're going to listen to. So let's listen in. And after, I didn't spend so much time on announcements and things, I'm going to do that after the interview, just to save time for people that want to jump right in. If you're coming into Hong Kong and want to get some events and updates of places to go, you should listen to this one. And then after, I'll give you a little bit of news and updates. All right, guys, let's go. Okay, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to another Global from Asia podcast. This is a request from a listener, and I'm happy to get under such short notice. We have Atin Batra on the call. Thanks for being here, Atin.
Not at all. My pleasure, Mike.
So yeah, it's fine. We're talking before we were started and start recording, and we have been talking online through different social media channels and Slack groups. We haven't had a chance to meet. Hopefully meet soon at this conference. But yeah, you've definitely been active in the startup ecosystem in Hong Kong, and I want to thank you for that. I mean, it's great that there's people like you that are really spending their time and energy to keep things going. I know it's a lot of hard work, and it's not the most financially rewarding. You got to do it for the love of it, right?
Yeah.
So thanks for that again. And do you mind just giving us a little background and introduction about you and your business?
Right. Okay. So my name is Atin Batra. I'm an Indian. I'm settled in Hong Kong. I run a digital marketing agency. It's called Ab Initio Hong Kong. The Ab Initio in Latin basically means from the beginning, and this is my first endeavor. So that's why the name. And so I basically started this company in December 2013. I moved to Hong Kong in December 2013 to start the company. And the idea was always to help startups and SMEs with social media, with digital media, with development, and you know, anything in digital media, basically. So I've been doing that ever since, for about a year, year and a half now. But the thing is, since we're talking about the startup ecosystem today, so when I moved, I wanted to do something, and I've always been interested in two things. One is events, and the other is startups. So when I moved to Hong Kong, I basically looked around for stuff that I could probably help with or, you know, contribute to. And obviously, there's Startup Weekend and a number of other events that are great and are happening here in Hong Kong. But I figured that there was one that should have been in Hong Kong but wasn't. So I reached out to the guys at Startup Grind in Palo Alto. And I basically said, you know, I'd like to launch the Hong Kong chapter. Do you have something already set up, or do you want to help? Do you want me to do it? Incidentally, they actually had two other people also express interest in launching the Hong Kong chapter on the same time. So they just, you know, they sent an email to the three of us, to Joshua Steinle, Amity Wu, and myself. And they said, why don't the three of you get together and launch the chapter? So So we launched Startup Grind Hong Kong in February, and for me, the journey has been, you know, it started from there, and we've been going on ever since. So Startup Grind is a fireside chat for people who don't know. Startup Grind is a fireside chat with entrepreneurs. The idea is to encourage entrepreneurship, and Startup Grind is currently in about 160 cities across the globe. Yeah, 160 or maybe even more. And it's run by local chapters. So we do an event every month, and we've been doing one since February 2014. Along with that, I've been involved with a couple of other startup initiatives. So I'm also the curator for Founded in Hong Kong, which is part of the international movement called Founded X. The idea being to map out the global ecosystem of startups. I'm also helping out with Startup Weekend, which happens once every 6 months, five, 6 months. And then I organize a couple of other events. I also, in the middle, actually did a startup of my own, other than the agency, which was called Hook. It's still live. It's an online platform for discovering startup events in Hong Kong. HUK, Hook is the name. But we've paused it for now. We're redeveloping some features. We'll be back online pretty soon. So as you can see, actually, startups and startup events have been my life for some time.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. It's definitely great to have you here with us today, because that's what we're going to be talking about. So I didn't know the story of Startup Grind in Hong Kong. I know Josh was there and some others. Yeah, Startup Grind is all around the world, so that's pretty cool.
No, it's a great community to be part of, seriously. I mean, we get so much information from other directors across the globe. You know, every day they're like 20 emails that get through to our systems with, you know, resources, with tips, with advice, lots of great stuff. So it's a great community to be part of, actually. And the good thing is actually the Startup Grind has now opened the global community to everybody. So anybody can sign up onto their website, have a profile, write for them, you know, read all of the stuff that other people are putting up. So it's a very good resource for entrepreneurs, I think.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. So maybe we should start with that. I guess one of the first things that I think starts with a startup ecosystem is the community or events. And I think there's lots and lots of these happening in Hong Kong now. That could be a whole show in itself. Maybe we could go through for some of the listeners that have no clue at all about what's happening in Hong Kong, and if they're just getting off the plane from India, Europe, US, or anywhere, they want to get plugged in. So maybe some of the more regular ones, like events like a monthly, or they can talk about some of the bigger ones that we can do in the next segment about the bigger and special conferences. So Startup Grind is monthly, right?
Yeah, Startup Grind is monthly. But there are a couple of other events that come to mind, actually, when we think of regular events in Hong Kong. So to be very honest, the first name that comes to my mind and I keep sharing with everybody who asks me is Web Wednesday. Web Wednesday is... you know, it's like the granddaddy of startup events. That was founded way back in 2007 and is run by Napoleon Biggs, who's another brilliant guy. He's also a digital marketer. He's running, I think, two startups right now, both in digital media and marketing. He's been running Web Wednesday since 2007. So that's also a monthly event. On an average, he gets about 150, 180 people to attend each event, which... by any standards is crazy. So that is one event that everybody has to attend if you're in Hong Kong around the same time. It's I think it's done every second Wednesday of the month. So, you know, it's fixed. You'll be able to find it. It's a great event to go to. Then there's Startup Grind, which you've already spoken about. Other than that, there's also Drink Entrepreneurs. So Matthew Bodin, Frenchman here in Hong Kong, who also who works at a development agency. He organizes Drink Entrepreneurs. That's also a monthly event. I think he does it like every second or third Thursday of the month. And it's nothing. I mean, there's no agenda to the event. It's just to, you know, come out and meet and have a couple of beers with other people in the ecosystem. So there's, I think, about 12 or 15 people who come regularly. So every month they're there, you know, sharing beers. On an average, there's about, I think, 40 or 50 people that come out to Drink Entrepreneurs HK. So if anybody is looking for Drink Entrepreneurs, you can always find it on Meetup. Make sure to look it up on meetup.com.
Yep. Well, your article is great, and I'm looking at that right now, and we'll link to that in the show notes at globalfromasia.com/episode95.
Right. Perfect. Thank you. Then the other one is hardware, which again, a lot of people who are coming to this side of the world, to Asia, to Hong Kong, to Shenzhen, are very interested in hardware. So there's one, there's a group on Meetup called Startware HK. It's run by Martin Kessler and John Buford. Martin is actually now moved to the US. He's participating in YC's current batch. So John is taking over Startware from him, and he's running Startware. So Startware actually does a couple of different events for the hardware scene. One is the hardware breakfast that happens once a month. They also always do an evening meetup, which is usually around some topic or whatever. So like I think there's one on Monday, Startware, which is a showcase plus a discussion on crowdfunding. So there's a couple of different things that they keep doing every month. So again, Startware HK is another event that you can look up on meetup.com. And then the last one, actually, this one I'd love to mention. This is Cocoon. Cocoon is a co-working space here in Hong Kong, but they organize a monthly pitch event. It's actually, in the larger picture, it's actually 3 months of semifinals leading to 1 month of finals. And so it happens once every quarter. Is like the entire set happens once every quarter. And it's a great, great event to be at. Again, very well attended, usually about 150, 200 people on each event. They've got about 5 teams pitching every month leading up to the finals. The finals usually has like 2 teams from each of the semifinals. And it's a great event to be at. Cocoon is one of the original co-working spaces in Hong Kong. So it's great fun to meet some of the people over there.
Great. Yeah, I'm taking notes here too. So I've been haven't been as active lately. And there's so much things happening and developing so fast, it's hard to keep up, right?
I keep saying this to a lot of people, actually. When I moved in December 2013 and I wanted to go out to events, there were like maybe 1 or 2 events on an average a week. But today, it's the multitude and the number of events has gone up so much. There's almost like 1 event a day at least on any average week. And during some special weeks, where you have some of the big conferences and a lot of events, want to create this constellation of events around it, you usually have 2 to 3 events a day. So, just when you look at the ecosystem like that, it's grown so much in the last year or so that it's crazy. It's hard to keep track of now.
Totally crazy, man. Yeah. So maybe we talk about some of the bigger ones that I'm going to try to get this show online when it's happening next week, but maybe we talk about Rise and Converge and some other things that are happening and just big week next week.
Yeah, very big week next week, actually, for the Hong Kong system, the week of the 27th. We've got 2 conferences happening. There's Converge Asia, which is a conference for startup investors, PE firms, and so on. I'm not too sure how much of your audience is actually falls within that audience, but definitely a lot of the listeners will be interested in the second event that's happening, which is Rise. So Rise is being done by the same team that organizes the Web Summit in Dublin. So they've basically set up the Asian version of the Web Summit, and that's happening here in Hong Kong at the Hong Kong Convention and Exhibition Center on 31st of July and 1st of August. Which is Friday and Saturday. That's next week. But the thing is that because there are 2 conferences happening next week and there's so many people that are flying in for those conferences, that the Hong Kong ecosystem, the startup ecosystem, have decided to make like a huge bash out of it. So all of next week, we're having, 2, maybe 3 events a day. So there's 2 events on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, leading up to the conference days. So we want to make sure that everybody who comes into Hong Kong, they get a flavor of the local system, the local community. They get to meet people and, listen to speakers from within Hong Kong and outside of Hong Kong. So it's going to be a very, very busy week. But it's also going to be a very enlightening one, actually. So hopefully lots of interactions, lots of networking, lots of learning to be had.
Awesome. Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm going to try to come at least one day. So it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so we went through some events. Now I think the next one in the thought of a newcomer probably is where to work. They got to figure out where to live, but that's not really startup related. So after they figure out living and events, they're probably looking for somewhere to work, which is probably going to be like a co-working space, right? And this is another massive list, right, that can get really long. I don't know if you're going to catch you on a spot, but how many are there now?
Last count, I think we've got about 48.
Crazy.
48, which is not exactly 48 individual entities. Like some of the co-working organizations have multiple spaces, but I think, it's about 48, 49 right now.
Crazy.
Individual spaces. That is crazy.
So maybe we stick with like your short list or it's hard to pick, right? But
it's very hard to pick. It's crazy for somebody having to pick. But, you know, actually, even this list is slightly outdated, I'd say. The thing is that actually, whenever I've had this conversation recent times, I've tried to say that what is the type of startup you're building? Or what is the kind of work that you're doing? And you can find a co-working space that is relevant to you, right? So if you're a freelancer or a very, very early stage startup, then Cocoon is a very good place to be. Cocoon is in Tinhao. It's one of the first few co-working spaces in Hong Kong, and it's a perfect place for a freelancer. So that's if you're a freelancer, definitely look up Cocoon, right? If you're not that early stage, and if you're not a freelancer and you've got, let's say, a team of about three or four, then you should definitely look up Cyberport. Cyberport is a huge technology park that's run. It's actually a private company, but it's 100% owned by the Hong Kong government. So it's actually a government entity, Cyberport. And Cyberport has this... So Cyberport actually plays home to Microsoft, IBM, Cisco, you know, all of these big, big companies. But they also want to support startups. So they've started this initiative called Smart Spaces. So smart spaces are co-working spaces, right? And they've got six at last count, and I think they're opening another next month. So they've got six different co-working spaces within one huge technology park. So, and that's smart space. So if you're a team of about three or four looking for a space, head to Cyberport Smart Space. Currently, the one place that is the buzziest and the busiest has to be Blueprint.
Yeah.
Blueprint is in Quarry Bay. It was established by Swire Properties, which is one of the biggest property developers here in Hong Kong. It's such a beautifully done up place that it's so creative in the sense, the vibe is so creative that it's amazing to be there. So Blueprint actually is about 10,000 square feet. And they have two floors. So one floor is completely dedicated to their accelerator. They have a B2B accelerator. And the other floor is the co-working space. Huge space, lots of people. I think right now it's running at full capacity for about 160 people are working out of Blueprint right now.
Wow, amazing.
So yeah, so that is that. And when I say 160, that's only the co-working space, right? The accelerator floor is different. That's another 160 people, I suppose. So that is that. And then the other, which is the newest actually, is Tuspark. Tuspark. This is actually owned by the Tsinghua University, which is a huge Chinese university that has, I think, about 25, 30 co-working spaces all over China. And this is their first foray outside of mainland. And they've set up here in Hong Kong. It's over on the Kowloon side. So it's in Kun Tong. And if you will believe it, that's a co-working space that has 9 floors.
Amazing.
That is one entire building. It is 9 floors. It used to be a publishing house, the building. It's being redeveloped now as we speak. I think they've already opened like 4 floors, and there are another 5 floors to go through.
Crazy, crazy.
So, you know, when you look at it, it's like, oh, that's 9 floors of co-working space for startups.
I think one thing, I talked to them too, and they're trying, because they have the China connection, they're trying to be more cross-border to differentiate,
Absolutely. Yeah. So with Tuspark, it's always about, I mean, if you're looking to get into the China market, or if you're a Chinese startup that's looking to get outside of China, Tuspark is the right place to be. It's like a mix of both. Absolutely.
Cool.
It's the pivot point. Okay. And I think there's one more which I've mentioned, which is Garage Society. This one is for the Americans because it's expensive. So if you're coming into Hong Kong and if you've got a well established, slightly more mature startup, then Growth Society is a place that you should look at. General Assembly Hong Kong is based out of Growth Society, and they do a number of events there. So Growth Society, I think in terms of events, is probably one of the busiest. They've probably got an event like every day, maybe two events a day on a regular week. So yeah, that's pretty busy.
So yeah, I know, like you said, like it's going to be hard. I remember when, it doesn't exist anymore, but Booty HK was here and then I remember Cocoon opening about that time and
you know, when Cocoon opened around the same, I mean, like when people who knew Boot HK saw Cocoon, they said, wow, this is huge.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Cocoon is huge. And then now when you look at Cocoon and you look at Tuspark and it's 9 floors and you say, yeah.
It's,
okay.
It's crazy. So I guess let them take on the real estate. We're entrepreneurs, right? I don't want to own real estate, but yeah. a lot of Hong Kong people like real estate, so maybe that's one other thing.
To be very honest, actually, that's the thing that I like about some of the companies that I mentioned, like Cocoon, Garage Society, Dustpark. You know, all of these are actual entrepreneurs. They're not backed by real estate companies. They don't own their spaces. They're actual startups, just like you and I, who are trying to make a business out of this. So it's great to speak to those people, you know, because they're also struggling through the same issues and problems that any other startup is going through.
True, true that. Definitely. I mean, yeah, and it's great for the community, right? More the better for us.
So always, yeah.
Cool. So we went through, so we got some events, got some places to work. Maybe some people are always going to talk about investment, or maybe we can mix up investors and or incubator program accelerators.
Right. So actually, there's a number of investors here that you can look up. Again, depending on the sector you're looking at. So there's Vector Ventures, there's Nest. There's Fresco Capital that does a lot of edtech and fintech. There's also Arbor Ventures. There's Click Ventures. You know, I can keep on
listing them out.
But the point is that, again, just look up the kind of sector that you're aiming at. And then just as a side note here, I just want to add, because a lot of these investment, like not exactly the investment firms, but a lot of the incubation programs, startups that apply to the incubation programs, the added advantage that they have is their immigration and visa processing is much faster because they're applying to a program that is accredited by the Hong Kong government. So my advice to startups and entrepreneurs who are looking to come to Hong Kong is to maybe get a good product that's, you know, at least you've got a good product plan. And then apply to one of these accelerators and your visa processes will be fast-tracked. It'll be easier to get in.
True. Yeah, we didn't. Visa's another thing. Yeah. So.
Exactly, right? And yeah. Hong Kong is one of the stricter spaces, I suppose. But obviously because we don't have any more space for people to come in.
Yeah, so. I think it's getting a little... There's some things I've been hearing last week.
Absolutely. And if somebody is interested, you should definitely look it up. Look up Jeffrey Brewer. He just wrote a piece. He was at the announcement ceremony or a small little function that the immigration department had here in Hong Kong, which basically just said what I just asked you to, which, I mean, it's the same advice that I just gave you, that if you want to get to Hong Kong and you want to fast track your immigration, your visa, just get through to a good accredited accelerator or an incubator here in Hong Kong, and then it'll be easier for you.
Definitely, definitely. Okay, so maybe we go through a couple of the incubators that we know.
Yep. Well, I will start with the hardware one. So if you're interested in hardware, again, lots of people coming towards Hong Kong and Shenzhen are, then you should look up Brink. Brink is an IoT accelerator. Very recently opened here in Hong Kong. But the team has a lot of experience in the Pearl River Delta area with working with Chinese manufacturers and so on. So it's a good team that's backing the accelerator Brink. And it's based in one of the most chic places to have an office in PMQ. So it's a nice place to be.
Yeah, I visited them. It's amazing, right? It's like high class.
Right.
Like exactly. Trendy designer shop. fashion area. Like,
it's pretty... I know. And then you think about it, you know, you're a startup in one of these places. Yeah. Yeah. It's a little contradictory, but you know, it's a good place to be, I think. And again, Brink is also doing quite a lot for the hardware scene here in Hong Kong. In fact, I think they just completed like a tour of, I don't know, 10, maybe 15 cities across the globe, including, you know, a couple in the US, I think three in Europe, two in India, and so on and so forth. So basically, they were just trying to spread word about their hardware accelerator here in Hong Kong. So a lot of interest is now being generated for it.
Cool.
And I think applications are actually right now open for their next cohort. So if there's a hardware entrepreneur listening to this, you should look at Brink.
Exactly. Yeah, it's definitely a hot new one to look at for sure.
Yeah. And yeah, so from the hot new one, I suppose you move to some of the biggest ones, actually. You'd say Hong Kong Science and Technology Park probably has the biggest incubation program, because it's actually not one program, it's three. So they've got InQApp, InQTech, and InQBio, which is for app for mobile applications, for general tech, and for biomedical applications, respectively. So that's three incubation programs run by just one organization, which is the Hong Kong Science and Technology Park, which is also a government organization. So, yeah.
Yep. It's great. So I think we got it. I mean, maybe there's so many people, and I don't know if we want to pick people, but maybe I can just refer people to some of your list of people. And, of course, on my podcast, there's chances or meet you for sure to meet people, but maybe some highlighted companies. I know you mentioned it too in an article, and maybe some of the more famous or noteworthy startups in Hong Kong.
Oh, again, I think there's just been so many success stories of late that it's getting more and more difficult to highlight just four or five. Yeah. But which is awesome. Like, I love that fact. But I remember that there's one startup which everybody's heard of, but nobody probably realized that they're Hong Kong based, which is 9GAG.
Yep.
I think like when I moved to Hong Kong and then somebody said, why didn't you meet 9GAG? And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to fly all the way to the US. And they said, no, they're actually based in Hong Kong. So yeah, no, that was a big surprise for me. So 9GAG is one of the biggest startups here in Hong Kong. You've obviously got other 500 startup ventures like Shopline, which is an e-commerce platform. It's like Shopify, but for Asia. So it has a lot of Asian languages. So people around in this space want to, you know, start an e-commerce platform. They can look at Shopline. There's 8 Securities, which is a fintech darling here in Hong Kong. Lots of funding raised recently. And they're looking to disrupt the financial ecosystem. There's also Noti, which very recently was actually named by Business Insider as one of the 15 fastest growing startups in the world, which is awesome. I mean, when you look at it, it's one of the 15 fastest growing startups in the world. And they've been backed by Hugo Barra, who's ex-Google, now at Xiaomi, by Ryan Holmes, who's the founder of Hootsuite, and a couple of other backers, investors in recent past. So Noti is definitely a startup that you should look at. It's actually an online platform for blogs. And then, you know, with Hong Kong, you always have logistics and shipping. So there's EasyShip, there's AfterShip. AfterShip is for tracking. EasyShip is for actually doing the shipping, so you don't have to do it yourself. Yeah, so I mean, those are a couple of names, but there's just so many more. And it's great.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, did a really great job. I think that's all I think that's fair to ask you this time. And we'll let people check out your article and also events in the future. And thanks again for coming on. So how can people, you know, best reach out to you? Social, I know you're on Twitter or websites and things like that for people to thank you?
Right. The best way to reach me is via Twitter. It's @BatraAtin, BATRAATIN. If you're looking for a site which is not really very updated, it's ab27.co. But that does have my contact information. So if anybody's looking to get in touch, come into Hong Kong, looking for a, you know, cup of coffee.
Awesome.
Always get in touch.
Yeah. Great. Thank you so much. And that's a wrap.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Michael.
Thanks, Atin, for coming on and sharing. Very much appreciated. I finally get to meet you in person Thursday at the RISE conference, and hopefully we'll get to catch up. It's amazing with social media and you know, internet these days, that we can build these relationships through the online world. So this event is going to seem overwhelmingly big and massive, so hopefully I'm going to be able to meet some pretty cool people after all these years. So definitely don't feel shy to reach out to me if you're in the area. Also, some news announcements that I want to just share. I'm hosting a China business workshop while I'm in America in September. Claudia is an awesome friend of mine I've met through the blog, and she's been knowing me for many years, and she's going to be helping organize an event just north of Miami, Florida, in a city called Sunny Isles. It's I did it there last year too, and this year's going to be even bigger and better. She's got a nice conference room set up. It's going to be Saturday, September 19th from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. If you want to meet up, it's going to be my wife and I doing it, just so I feel like I'm not just a white guy talking about China business. So I have a Chinese businesswoman with me. If you want to get pricing and information, there's early bird tickets up until August. You can go to chinabusinessworkshop.com/sunny2015. Also, another bonus for you guys, my friend Marshall Tablets, who is actually on the show way back in episode 6, has a low-cost mobile app service to help us make international calls when our internet sucks and Skype doesn't work a lot of times in China and a lot of parts of Asia. He's given everybody $5 if you sign up for a new account. It's called Spaxtel, and if you use my affiliate link, I will get $5 in return. So he's not giving me cash up front, but not really a sponsor, but I'm doing this just as a friend, and also I can get a little bit of money if you guys sign up, and you get $5 too, so it seems like a fair deal for you guys. It's globalfromasia.com/spaxtel to get that unique code to get the $5, and I hope you guys enjoy that and use it and benefit from it. Okay, everybody, that's all I have this week. Thanks again for tuning in. Keep up the hustle and bustle and make some moves in your business. Cheers.
To get more info about running an international business via Hong Kong, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.